distributors include Cigna Healthcare. At Cigna Healthcare, they're dedicated to being there through life's everyday and extraordinary health moments. Learn more at cigna.com/better. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Free State Festival, presenting a concert by Robin Hitchcock on June 26th at the Lawrence Arts Center. Details at freestatefestival.org.
A severe thunderstorm watch has been issued till 10 p.m. for the greater Kansas City area and also for Chanute. I'll have more in just a few minutes. It's 3:06.
From NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City, many, many other frequencies too, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines at 3:30. By the time we get to 3:44, well, we are going to once again snap on the KPR Community Spotlight. This month, we focus on the Manhattan Free Clinic, a faith-based healthcare provider serving people in Raleigh County.
I want to be clear, we do not proselytize. I want to treat people as I want to be treated, with the utmost respect, and be a good listener.
We'll tell you more about the Manhattan Free Clinic coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Heartland Community Health Center, where doctors, dentists, therapists, and more work together to provide health care for the whole person, welcoming all who need care. More information at heartlandhealth.org.
The National Weather Service has issued a severe thunderstorm watch until 10 o'clock tonight. This is for Allen, Anderson, Coffee, Franklin, Greenwood, Johnson, Leavenworth, Lynn, Miami, Neosho, Wilson, Woodson, and Wyandotte counties. Also for our neighbors in Missouri, Bates, Cass, Clay, Clinton, Jackson, Platte, and Ray counties. That means the greater Kansas City metro area, including KCK, including Leavenworth, also including Chanute, Burlington, Garnett, and Ottawa.
Support for KPR comes from SpiderArt Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing. More information on home preservation is at Spider, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
The time is 3:20.
Support for and from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Tomorrow, your hosts are Steve Inskeep, A. Martinez, and Matthew Algio.
Support for KPR comes from Friends of the Press. Contributions to this program help sustain University Press of Kansas Publishing, including books on history, law, politics, and regional studies. More information at kansaspress.ku.edu.
Up next, we have news headlines. I'll have a quick overview of the weather as well. It is 91 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence, and it is 3:30.
Next year. For NPR News, I'm Sarah Callis in Atlanta.
Stocks fell across the board on Wall Street today. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. First things first, let's turn to the weather. The National Weather Service in Topeka has issued a severe thunderstorm watch until 10 o'clock tonight. This is for Allen, Anderson, Coffee, Franklin, Greenwood, Johnson, Leavenworth, Lynn, Miami, Neosho, Wilson, Woodson, and Wyandotte counties in Kansas, for Bates, Cass, Clay, Clinton, Jackson, Platte, and Ray counties in Missouri. This does include the entire greater Kansas City metro area, Chanute, Burlington, Garnett, Ottawa, City of Leavenworth, KCK. Basically think to the east of I-35. Now, this is not to say that storms can't crop up, not in that area, but that is where we have the severe thunderstorm watch until 10 o'clock tonight. In other news, the Kansas Board of Regents today approved tuition rate increases at 5 of the state's 6 universities. Elaine Frisby is the Vice President of Finance and Administration for the Kansas Board of Regents. She says the increases come as schools face rising costs and state budget cuts.
This is paired with internal cuts and some reorganizations and restructuring for them to be able to tackle the pressures from inflation and reduce state support.
Emporia State University did not request an increase for the 4th year in a row. Over the past 10 years, state universities have raised tuition by an average of more than 26%. Tuition is currently highest at the University of Kansas and the lowest at Fort Hays State. U.S. lawmakers are considering a measure that would allow people to buy rotisserie chicken through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. Nationally, shoppers using SNAP to buy groceries can't buy food that is hot when it is sold. Robin Manthe with Minnesota Food Bank's Second Harvest Heartland says the move would provide more options for SNAP shoppers.
What we hear from families is they want to feed their kids something healthy and nutritious. And for me, rotisserie chicken meets both of those.
While some grocers' associations say they are looking forward to being able to sell rotisserie chickens through SNAP, they say the move won't make large gains for retailers who have faced higher input costs in recent months. The measure is part of the Farm Bill approved by House lawmakers this spring and is currently on its way to the Senate. The forecast for northeast and east central Kansas, in and around Lawrence and Topeka tonight, mostly clear, less humid, and a low in the mid-60s, partly sunny tomorrow with a slight chance of rain in the afternoon. Not as warm, highs tomorrow in the upper 70s, but again, we do have that severe thunderstorm watch in effect till 10 o'clock tonight for parts of the KPR listening area.
I'm Scott Detrow in Washington.
And I'm...
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
And you are listening to NPR News on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Laura Lorson. All month long, the KPR Community Spotlight has been shining on the Manhattan Free Clinic. KPR's Jay Schaefer stopped by one of its two locations to visit with the clinic's executive director and learn more about the need for this community resource.
In Manhattan, in Riley County, there's a 20% poverty level. That's 1 in 5 of your neighbors that live in poverty. That's a pretty high rate of poverty. Those individuals rely on the community clinics like ours. My name is Rick Hernandez, and I'm the executive director of the Manhattan Free Clinic.
And where are
I? Treat them with the utmost respect and be a good listener. But I do believe a whole person wellness, including their spiritual care, is important. These are human beings, and they deserve good health care. And we'll bring it by any mode that we can.
That was Reverend Rick Hernandez, Executive Director of the Manhattan Free Clinic, which is in the KPR Community Spotlight for the month of June. You can learn more about the clinic and its network of services online at mhkfreeclinic.com.
Support for KPR comes from the LMH Health Heart Center, providing cardiovascular testing, procedures, and preventative care. More information is available at lmh.org/heart.
This is your place for NPR News from the University of Kansas, Kansas Public Radio 91.5 and Lawrence 96.1 in Lawrence. Many other frequencies as well, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up in our next half hour, news headlines at 4:01. Then the president has been touting his preliminary deal for ending the war with Iran while acknowledging that there are many issues left to hash out. We'll have an overview of what we learned from the president's news conference today in France coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
Severe thunderstorm watch till 10 o'clock tonight for a portion of the KPR listening area, including the Greater Kansas City Metro and the city of Chanute. It is 10 minutes before 4.
This is us from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, which monitors safe driving habits to determine a personalized rate at progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. From Fisher Investments, Fisher is committed to helping clients stay on track to reach their financial goals and enjoy a comfortable retirement. FisherInvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
When so much is happening in the world, who can you count on to tell you what really happened and why it matters? Old Fashioned Reporting, weekdays on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations, 5 to 9 a.m. A great time to get caught up on all the news from overnight. You can do that with Morning Edition on KPR. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, on the web at kansaspublicradio.org, or you can tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. The time is 4 o'clock. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas City PBS, streaming quality programming anytime, anywhere with the PBS app, featuring PBS favorites like Masterpiece, Week in Review, and Antiques Roadshow, and much more on demand.
It's 93 degrees in Lawrence, 91 in Manhattan. It is 4:06.
Our news.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 89.7 FM in Emporia. Lots of other frequencies scattered around the state. They're all listed for you online at kansaspublicradio.org, where we are streaming 24 hours a day. You can also listen in to KPR via the KPR app. We have a version for iOS and a version for Android, wherever you get apps.
Support for KPR comes from Nuvant House of Lawrence, offering care services to assist living, including day-stay, short-term, and long-term options. Information at NuvantHouse.com.
Hope you'll stay with us. Coming up in our next half hour, an update of news headlines. That's going to happen at 4:30. At 4:36, Senate lawmakers are hoping to confirm Jay Clayton as Director of National Intelligence on an accelerated timeline this week. Find out why. Plus, we will hear about Luigi Mangione. His legal team is back in court in New York City for a pretrial hearing. He is the man accused of stalking and killing an insurance CEO. He has raised a whole lot of money for his defense. It's an interesting story. We try to tell the interesting ones. It's coming up here on KPR. KPR listeners are in the driver's seat every Friday and Saturday on Classics by Request. That's when we play classical music suggested by you. Destiny is your host. She would love to play some music just for you. You can make a request right now at kansaspublicradio.org/classics by request. Then tune in from 9 to noon on Fridays, 1 to 4 p.m. on Saturdays on all your KPR1 stations. Severe thunderstorm watch until 10 o'clock tonight for a portion of the KPR listening area, including our far eastern counties in the Kansas City Metro.
Support for NPR comes from the
All Things Considered from NPR News.
How does a fashion magazine that's more than 130 years old stay relevant? Chloe Mao, the new head of editorial content at Vogue in the U.S., has some thoughts.
I would like Vogue to be representing this idea of living beautifully, no matter what your circumstances.
Tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations from 5 to 9 a.m. Four whole hours to get caught up on the very latest national, international, and regional news. Matthew Algio will be your local host on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, hosting a donation drive at Fairlawn Plaza in Topeka, Tuesday, June 30th, 4 to 7 p.m., accepting gently used stereo equipment, vinyl records, cassettes, and musical instruments. Details at reader.ku.edu/audio sale.
News headlines are coming up next. It is 94 degrees in Emporia. It is 4:30.
Listening to NPR News.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The Kansas Board of Regents today approved tuition rate increases at five of the state's six universities. Elaine Frisbee is the Vice President of Finance and Administration for the Regents. She says the increases come as schools face rising costs and state budget cuts.
This is paired with internal cuts and some reorganizations and restructuring for them to be able to tackle the pressures from inflation and reduce state support.
Emporia State University did not request an increase. It's the fourth year in a row that's happened. Over the last 10 years, state universities have raised tuition by an average of more than 26%. Tuition is highest at the University of Kansas and the lowest at Fort Hays State University. U.S. lawmakers are now considering a measure that would allow people to buy rotisserie chicken through the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. Nationally, shoppers using SNAP to buy groceries cannot buy food that is hot when it is sold. Robin Manthe is with Minnesota Food Bank Second Harvest Heartland. She says the move would provide more options for SNAP shoppers.
What we hear from families is they want to feed their kids something healthy and nutritious. And for me, rotisserie chicken meets both of those.
While some grocers' associations say they are looking forward to being able to sell rotisserie chickens through SNAP, they say the move won't make any large gains for retailers who have been facing higher input costs in recent months. The measure is part of the Farm Bill approved by housemakers this spring. It's on its way to the Senate. If you watch any of the 104 FIFA World Cup matches on Fox TV this year, you will probably hear a statistic, a story, or a bio created by Paul Carr. The Topeka man previously provided game notes for ESPN during men and women's World Cups on site in Brazil, South Africa, and Germany. Now, Carr works remotely for 10 to 12 hours each day during the event, providing pages of content that Fox then uses on its broadcasts. His career began with radio, TV, and newspaper jobs in Topeka. These days, Carr is back in his hometown giving data-driven tidbits to broadcasters. He says he's not quite sure how he became one of the leading soccer researchers in the U.S.
I was a communications major who wanted to get into sports media, who was pretty good with numbers and had a good memory for history and things like that. So the researcher thing kind of fell into at the right time.
World Cup coverage continues through July 19th. A severe thunderstorm watch is in effect until 10 o'clock tonight for Allen, Anderson, Coffee, Franklin, Greenwood, Johnson, Leavenworth, Lynn, Miami, Neosho, Wilson, Woodson, and Wyandotte counties in Kansas, Bates, Cass, Clay, Clinton, Jackson, Platte, and Ray counties in Missouri. That includes the greater Kansas City metro.
This is all things.